I have to believe that if you walked into Rembrandt's studio, you would have seen quite a bit of chaos because of the number of students that he had. His house in Amsterdam is actually quite large, particularly for the time period. But still, to accommodate that many people in there at once, you add in a few servants and children underfoot, and it would have been quite chaotic. We do know that he probably divided one of the rooms up with partitions, because when he went bankrupt, partitions were sold. So probably his students worked in little partition spaces, maybe up in the attic. We know that in the entryway of the house, he would have had some of his paintings hanging, so that if you were a prospective client who wanted your portrait painted, you could walk into the beautiful foyer area and actually look at some of his work. He also probably had some of his print collections out. You could study his prints or prints he has had by other artists to determine what kind of setting you might want for your picture or what you might want, the kind of clothes that you would want to be seen in. You could leaf through these sort of booklets.